Chapter 6. The Fall of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the first to come to earth.
Question. What evidence helps us know that Adam and Eve were valiant spirits? God prepared this earth as a home for His children. Adam and Eve were chosen to be the first people to live on the earth. See Moses chapter 1, verse 34, and chapter 4, verse 26. Their part in our Father's plan was to bring mortality into the world. They were to be the first parents. See Doctrine and Covenants section 107, verses 54 through 56. Adam and Eve were among our Father's noblest children. In the spirit world, Adam was called Michael, the archangel. See Doctrine and Covenants section 27, verse 11, and Jude chapter 1, verse 9. He was chosen by our Heavenly Father to lead the righteous in the battle against Satan. See Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Adam and Eve were foreordained to become our first parents. The Lord promised Adam great blessings. I have set thee to be at the head. A multitude of nations shall come of thee, and thou art a prince over them forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 55. Eve was the mother of all living. Moses chapter 4, verse 26. God brought Adam and Eve together in marriage because it was not good that the man should be alone. Moses chapter 3, verse 18. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. She shared Adam's responsibility and will also share his eternal blessings. Question: What can we learn from the examples of Adam and Eve?
The Garden of Eden.
Question: Under what conditions did Adam and Eve live in the Garden of Eden? When Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden, they were not yet mortal. In this state, they would have had no children. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 23. There was no death. They had physical life because their spirits were housed in physical bodies made from the dust of the earth. See Moses chapter 6, verse 59, and Abraham chapter 5, verse 7. They had spiritual life because they were in the presence of God. They had not yet made a choice between good and evil. God commanded them to have children. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Moses chapter 2, verse 28. God told them they could freely eat of every tree in the garden except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of that tree, God said, "In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Moses chapter 3, verse 17. Satan, not knowing the mind of God, but seeking to destroy God's plan, came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. He tempted her to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He assured her that she and Adam would not die, but that they would be as gods, knowing good and evil. Moses chapter 4, verse 11. Eve yielded to the temptation and ate the fruit. When Adam learned what had happened, he chose to partake also. The changes that came upon Adam and Eve because they ate the fruit are called the fall.
Adam and Eve's separation from God.
Question: What physical and spiritual changes occurred in Adam and Eve as a result of their transgression? Because Adam and Eve had eaten of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the Lord sent them out of the Garden of Eden into the world. Their physical condition changed as a result of their eating the forbidden fruit. As God had promised, they became mortal. They and their children would experience sickness, pain, and physical death. Because of their transgression, Adam and Eve also suffered spiritual death. This meant they and their children could not walk and talk face to face with God. Adam and Eve and their children were separated from God both physically and spiritually.
Great blessings resulted from the transgression.
Question: How does the fall provide opportunities for us to become like our Heavenly Father? Some people believe Adam and Eve committed a serious sin when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. However, Latter-day Saint scriptures help us understand that their fall was a necessary step in the plan of life and a great blessing to all of us. Because of the fall, we are blessed with physical bodies, the right to choose between good and evil, and the opportunity to gain eternal life. None of these privileges would have been ours had Adam and Eve remained in the garden. After the fall, Eve said, Were it not for our transgression, we never should have had seed or children, and never should have known good and evil, and the joy of our redemption, and the eternal life which God giveth unto all the obedient. Moses chapter 5, verse 11. The prophet Lehi explained, "And now behold, if Adam had not transgressed, he would not have fallen, that is, been cut off from the presence of God. But he would have remained in the Garden of Eden, and all things which were created must have remained in the same state in which they were after they were created. And they would have had no children, wherefore they would have remained in a state of innocence, having no joy, for they knew no misery, doing no good, for they knew no sin. But behold, all things have been done in the wisdom of him who knoweth all things. Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy." 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. Question: why do you think it is important to know about the fall and how it influences us?
Additional scriptures.
Adam and Eve, first parents, family. 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 11, and 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 20. Opposition in the fall, life a probation. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. Fall part of the plan of salvation. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 26.
For teachers, use questions at the beginning of a section to start a discussion and send class members or family members to the text to find more information. Use questions at the end of a section to help class members or family members ponder and discuss the meaning of what they have read and apply it in their lives.
End of chapter 6, The Fall of Adam and Eve.